Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting, Monday, March 14, 2022, right at 6 p.m. First order is to establish a quorum. Scott?
Okay. Dave Stewart?
Present.
Thomas Holman?
Here.
Randy Hayes?
Here.
Roger Haynes?
Here.
Doug Fabian?
Here.
Randy Fogel? Howard Kitchen?
Here.
George Kramer?
Here.
Devin Huff. You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Scott, would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
So I'd like to welcome everyone to the March 14th, 2022 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. This time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is review and action of the February 14th, 2022 meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections?
I'll make the motion to approve the February 14th, 2022 minutes with corrections, and I've already let Presley know there was a word seconded amended on Project 3, 22-3 and 4.
Okay, we've got a motion. With an amended, do we have a second? Got a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Minutes are approved with the correction. We will move on to public hearing and final vote. The first item we have is a rezone. And just for everyone in the audience, what the planning commission does is we'll review the case, and we actually recommend an approval or denial that's sent to the Taney County Commission. So it's not a final approval here, but it's a recommendation, just so everyone's aware of that. And the first item we've got is 1154 Yoakum Creek Road. Scott?
Okay, so Mosquito Blue Enterprises, LLC, Scott Fuller, are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a rezoning request of one parcel, parcel number 22-2.0-03-000-000-019.000, located at 1154 Yoakum Creek Road, Cedar Creek. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental district. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 32 and a half acres in size, with a single family home built in 1954, a barn, and two utility structures on the property. Property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So, looking at the screen, this is Yoakum Creek here. Zoomed in on the parcel. There's our zoning layer. All the hatch layer is the Corps of Engineers, Bull Shoals Lake. This was approved in 2015. It's the Gummy Camp USA. Just to give you that we're here at that time in relation to a past application that you heard. Okay. And at that, I would turn it over to applicant or representative.
We have the applicant here. You want to come on up?
Hello.
Okay. Good evening. Your name?
Scott Fuller.
Okay. You want to give us an overview of the proposed project?
Well, we'd like to start out with just some turning the, you know, house into an Airbnb and nightly rental on and off. And over time, I'm going to try to develop more of the property. I guess the courthouse already told me that, you know, we had every 2 acres we could sell down there if we would like to, you know, eventually, but I don't want to go that route right now. Just like to have it for a nightly rental.
So any proposed, I guess it sounds like you're in the preliminary stages. So do you have any kind of idea of number of units that you're looking at or homes within that?
Just the house to begin with.
Okay.
And then I'll probably put a garage out there and some, you know, some nothing major in the beginning. And maybe down the road proceed to maybe some other stuff.
Okay. Any questions for the applicant?
Are you anticipating additional wells, or is the existing well anticipated to carry any increase?
At this time, no. It could be in the future. I don't really know if we're going to go that far yet. The well's kind of in a bad spot where the house is, if you know already, you know. So, you know, it might end up, we're not going to try to, but we might have to end up drilling another well, but because of where it's located. But, well, you know, I think it's fine for where it's at. We'll see.
Any other questions? If not, do we have anyone in the audience that has signed up that wants to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone signed up that is wanting to, that is opposed to the application that signed up to speak? Not seeing anyone out there. So with that, any further applications for the applicant? Again, we're looking for a recommendation to the Taney County Commission based on what's presented to us.
So if we would take the property later and cut it up, it would just have regulations of well and sewer at that time, correct? And whether he did it or whether he sold it.
What was the question? I was coughing. I'm sorry.
Whether he continues to develop and subdivide it further, he just have to build more homes or however, or he sells it and somebody else can do it because it's not your rental, they would just have to meet all the county's criteria regarding water and sewer at that time, right?
So a couple of directions he could go. If he decided just to build homes and keep them himself and just own it as one big unit, he could only build one per 2 acres or whatever the wastewater, you know, he's going to have to go through wastewater. When he gets above the 6, he's going to have to go through the DNR for the wastewater. Taney County might permit it up to 3,000 gallons, but the DNR will get involved and let John know this system could be here and this system there, and et cetera. Same with the water, the DNR. You know, ideal situation, 32 acres, you can do 16, but that's kind of unfeasible. That's now, if he started subdividing it, you're correct. It's 2 acre increments, whatever kind of interior roads he'd put in. Smallest that he could split off would be 2 acres.
And what's the approval?
Would those other homes be approved for nightly rental on a vote tonight?
If you pass this to the county commission and they approved it, then yes, he could put however many up to the 16 that he could fit on that 32 acres in the future.
Now, if he does want to subdivide it, would he have to come back for approval of the
You can do up to 6 lots in a minor subdivision that we do administratively.
Okay.
After that, yes, it would be a major subdivision that comes through you guys.
Okay.
But we, if we voted yes on this, we'd be voting that he could have nightly rental on houses that are not even built or subdivided.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a zoning. And again, this is a recommendation. So any other questions?
Is the 32 acres, is that on the property right there?
Mm-hmm.
Is it all one plat, or is it several parts put together to make that 32?
I believe it's all one plat.
Yeah, we're just, if you were to sell the property, that would all pass right along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you rezone it, the zoning will carry.
At this time, we just plan on really fixing up the house really nice and putting a garage out there and putting, you know, quite a bit of funds into the house to make it nice.
Scott, can you zoom back out? You had a picture there that included the gummy camp, or maybe not even that far. Are there other? Is that a residence just to the north?
There's one right here, yeah. And one here, and one here. That's on Yoakum. Mm. Then there's some on McCarthy, and it circles around, and comes back out.
I believe the first one you pointed at, it's just a pole barn.
Oh, this one?
No.
Oh, this one here?
Yeah, I believe that's just a pole barn from what I know.
Yeah. Okay. We can peek and see.
Okay.
Yep, you're correct.
That's 180 acres there?
Yep, there's the pole barn.
Any discussion amongst ourselves or questions for the applicant to get enough information for a motion? And again, I'll need to read a specific motion, whichever direction that we move forward with a motion of approval or denial.
Well, I personally am not in favor of passing out blank checks. I think it's asking for too much. I mean, if it wasn't for the nightly rental on 32 acres, I could see doing that. But I think we're encompassing too much territory by saying that this is all right to do that, and I think it'll come back to bite us later.
So perhaps a conditional use permit would be more
apropos.
But if he is wanting to develop further, he should have the ability to come before us and go to the county.
If you were asking for only the one house, I could possibly see that, but that could be up to 16 houses down there all nightly rental. But I guess they'd all be together, though.
But he could come back, right?
Yes.
If we passed one, the house is there, conditional
yes,
use.
Yes, he could.
Could come back.
Absolutely.
And decide to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But still, this is a recommendation procedure here. We're not in final approval.
Well, I've been down this road many times, and that's the only house on that road when you get past that curve. And the terrain is, part of it's pretty hard to get across.
I'm sure.
And it's like any other parcel of Dan County. But to me, it would only be for fishermen because right there at Yoakum Cove, there's no other draw there. You're 45 minutes from Branson.
Has to drive by it to get to their house.